Supplemental reading. Pure Democracy. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was born on July 18, 1918, in the small South African village of Kunu. His father was chief counselor to the tribe's leader and also a sort of unofficial priest. Mandela's father rejected the prejudice those in his tribe, the Xhosas, held against the Mfengu tribe, which was better educated and more Western than other tribes of the region. Chief Henry befriended two Mfengu brothers, George and Ben Mbekela. George Mbekela, a retired schoolteacher, suggested Mandela be sent to school. There, he was given his English name, Nelson, according to the prevailing custom at the time in African schools. When Mandela was 12 years old, his father died. The tribe's leader, Dalindyebo, became Mandela's guardian and began grooming him for leadership. Mandela attended tribal meetings in the Great Place, where issues of concern to all village citizens were discussed and voted upon. Mandela observed how Dalindyebo would open meetings by addressing his Amapakati, or the Middle Ones, who were sent to represent the interests of local clans. After explaining why the meeting had been called, Dalindyebo would give the floor to the Amapakati. Then he would remain silent until each person had had his say. Even when opinions were hostile with regard to his own practices and beliefs, Dalindyebo would listen patiently until all opinions had been voiced. He would then offer a summary of what had been said and help the group to achieve consensus amid the differing points of view. Mandela credits his early exposure to this process, democracy in its purest form, as the crucible of his principles and practices as a political activist and leader.